What, like, if you went to the store, what would you buy them out of, though? Like, what would you buy the sugar out of for the flour?
Comes in a sack now. That's the way it's, yeah. I guess that's about the way it's always come. I don't think I've ever bought it. I believe it did used to come in cloth sacks for a while. Sugar and salt both.
Mm-hmm. What do you use to take your groceries?
Paper bag.
Did you bag?
I tell you, in the old days when I was growing up, we had a grocery boy who came around every morning just about breakfast time or a little after, mm-hmm. and took the order of everything you needed. And then he'd go back to the store and they'd put the order up and then they'd send it out either with a horse and buggy or a boy with baskets on his bicycle. Mm-hmm. If he didn't have too much, he'd bring them. But a horse and wagon generally went the rounds and delivered all the orders, which was pretty nice.
Yeah, convenient.
You didn't have to go marketing like we do now.
And like, what did you do use to hit nails? You were
hammering.
What would you use to cart dirt around in?
Wheelbarrow.
Would you use anything else? Or?
I don't think so.
Did you use anything special to carry coal in?
We didn't have coal, but I guess you'd call it a hod up north when they had coal fires.
A lot of the things that
carried up to a fireplace, you carried up in a coal bucket or a coal hod. Coal bucket, I guess they used to call them. Fancy ones that sat by the fireplace. There are a lot of these things that are a little outside of my experience, you see.
Yeah.
We never used coal down here for anything. We always burned wood in the fireplace. There used to be plenty of wood, pine wood and oak and wood that we could burn. We always had wood.
Did you use just kindling?
We'd use some kindling and a little newspaper or something, paper under it. Everything used to come, all the groceries, everything used to come wrapped in paper and tied with a string. And they always, if the paper was good and clean, they save the paper, fold it up or wrap it up. You know, there wasn't any way to get anything down here for a long, long time, and people learned to save everything. Even the scraps of string and the little pieces of paper. They didn't even have paper bags then.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I grew up, they used to take the string off all these bundles and put it into a cigar box. And I every so often I'd get the cigar box and I'd get the string out and untangle it and tie it together and wind it in a ball. So we always had a ball of string. And when I went up to Macon, I kept on doing it just out of habit. And they used to kid me about it. They called me the pack rat because I saved everything. But I told them, I said, I notice you're always coming to me wanting to know where's a piece of paper or where's a piece of string or where's a box to put something in the mail. So it pays to keep something.